From the moment we are conceived, our lives are on a journey towards God. When we are baptized, we become children of God and become members of the Christian community, God's family. Throughout our lives, we make our way towards the kingdom of God. More importantly, and at the same time, God is coming to us. God is always making his way towards us, running even. We understand this perhaps more powerfully in Advent. In the readings for the first Sunday of Advent, we are once again reminded to stay awake and be vigilant. This is not necessarily a cold warning not to fall asleep on the job. It's more an invitation that something wonderful is about to happen, and missing out is not an option. The second reading, St. Paul tells us, you know the time has come. You must wake up now. Our salvation is even nearer than it was when you were converted. The night is almost over. It will be daylight soon. While Advent is about a new beginning, a new liturgical year in the Church, the Gospel reading alludes to the end times. As it was in Noah's day, so it will be when the Son of Man comes. Therefore, you too must stand ready, because the Son of Man is coming at an hour you do not expect. In the Universal Church, we have just completed an extraordinary Jubilee year of God's mercy. During this holy year, Pope Francis intended for all Christians to understand the breadth of God's mercy. One powerful image the Holy Father offered to us was recently during the Jubilee when he met with prisoners. He said, God is hope. His mercy gives him no rest. In the Jubilee Year of Mercy, Pope Francis reminded us that Jesus Christ is the face of God's mercy. As human beings, we are sinners and we are all in need of God's mercy throughout our lives. In the post-synodal Apostolic exhortation Amoris Laetitia, the joy of love, the Pope reminds us all of the centrality of mercy in family life and indeed, quote, let us not forget that the Church's task is often like that of a field hospital. Again, the Pope says, quote, the way of the Church is not to condemn anyone forever. It is to pour out the balm of God's mercy on all those who ask for it with a sincere heart. This week, Pope Francis published an apostolic letter, Misericordiae et Misera. The letter was for the conclusion of the Year of Mercy. Right at the beginning, he addresses it to all who read this letter, Mercy and Peace. When you think the papal letters are traditionally addressed in a more hierarchical way, to the cardinals, the patriarchs, archbishops, etc., this letter is offered to everyone. It reminds me of Pope St. John the 23rd's 1962 encyclical letter, Pacem in Terris, on peace on earth. And it was addressed to the hierarchy, but it was also addressed to all men, to all people of goodwill. In this apostolic letter, just released, the Pope reminds us that the Church makes manifest the merciful heart of Jesus Christ in the Scriptures and in the liturgy. He says, mercy cannot become a mere parenthesis in the life of the Church. It constitutes our very existence, through which the profound truths of the Gospel are made manifest and tangible. Pope Francis is eager that even though the Year of Mercy is over, Jesus Christ still comes to his people with a merciful heart. Again, he says, now at the conclusion of this Jubilee, it is time to look to the future and to understand how best to continue with joy, fidelity and enthusiasm, experiencing the richness of God's mercy. He goes on, the Jubilee now ends, he says, and the holy door is closed, but the door of mercy of our heart continues to remain wide open. We have learned that God bends down to us so that we may imitate him in bending down to our brothers and sisters. So as we journey through Advent, we are constantly reminded that God is coming to us, to all of us, and in Jesus Christ, God is coming with a merciful heart for all. Come, Lord. Maranatha.